We all get sucked in. I know we do. Ted Jankin, Oxygen Financial, back with us. And I'm talking about being sucked in, like to the stores. Because I know both Steve and I are guilty of this. I can speak for myself. I'll go in there. And if I say I want to spend $100, Ted Jankin, but I can get four for the price of one and spend $500, I feel like I've accomplished something that day.
I didn't know you had a bad habit like me. I knew that I got sucked in. I know I'm a shopper and a buyer, but I thought that you had a little more sense when you walked in the store.
Well, I considered frugal, but I'm guessing you're going to tell me it's pretty stupid, right?
No, it's not that. It's just that there are experienced marketers that work for these major chains, and they know how to separate you from your money. They do. They know how to take your money, even though you think you're smarter than the store. They're smarter than you, which is why you spend money there.
Well, if like there's a shirt, like let's just say there's a shirt I like, right? And I'll get it in black first. And then I'm like, oh, that was a pretty good deal if it's comfy.
And you look good in it.
I'm going to buy four of them.
Yeah, because why not get another shade or another color?
It's funny you say that because one of the ones I have on my list is that when stores add limits to products, which they do often, they get them to buy more. So they'll say something like, you know, you need to get four of these shirts, or if you don't get four, you don't get a deal, right? And
yeah,
then
sure.
you end up spending more money. And they have these per customer limit tricks that get you tricked into buying more of that.
All right, so these are seven things stores will do to lure you in. But once I'm in and I see that, then I'm already there. Like I'm just walking around and I see that and I see the sign and I'm like, ooh, that's a good deal.
Hello.
You know, but you can also take advantage of that too. If you're already planning on spending money, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll take stuff off of one rack and put it on the sale rack. And then I'll tell them that it's there and it's false advertising if you don't give me the price. And like nine out of, what are you laughing at?
That's just
wrong.
Do
you really do that?
That's
all the time.
You are a thief in the night, sir.
Nine out of ten times. Because all you have to do is say it's false advertising.
Yeah, but then, and they let you get away with that.
They don't let me. I demand it.
Oh, so you go ahead and get loud in the store.
Well, I don't want to get loud, but I get assertive.
Actually, what he is saying that actually is fairly accurate is if you go on vacation and you get in a hotel room, just find one mold spore somewhere in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll completely upgrade you to the club level. No problem. You'll get a better room for your vacation.
God, I think I slept on a bug once and I didn't say anything.
Free room.
I should have said something.
We stayed one time at the old, at the Sahara, which has now been torn down in Vegas on the Strip, right? And we walked in. And there was a blood stain on the wall.
Oh, God.
The wallpaper was peeling.
Wait, you DNA'd it? Oh, that's not sauce. That's blood.
We were there for 3 days. And the last day, we went down and complained, and we got it all for free.
Well, you do. You have to call the manager and say, look, this is me and my wife's vacation. We're away. We actually thought the hotel was going to be great. But then we came in here. We saw mold. It looked like there was some stuff on the bed. We couldn't explain what it was. Could we at least get a free meal?
I highly suggest when you're telling people this, too, you go...
Should we be actually having this conversation and telling people these things?
Well, I think in Ted's defense, these are seven actual legit things stores use to lure you in. On our side of things, we've kind of twisted into seven scams to get money back.
Right. So tell me how I'm getting suckered walking into the store.
One of the big ones, Steve, is anything they end something in nine or they do use like a 99. That's one of the ones that's geared to get you to spend more money. This is why, like, iTunes has been famous for this, that when they had their songs, they did it at $1.29.
Right.
And those are designed to get you to spend more money. There was a study done at Rutgers Business School that said, on average, when things are $1 versus 99 cents, people spend 40% more money on just a penny. Just that penny difference tricks your brain into buying more of that item.
That's why houses are sold at 999. You don't say, if you've got a $499,999 house.
Right. It just looks better.
You don't say, I'm selling a $500,000 house.
Right.
It's always that dollar difference.
Well, and you'd think the $1, you'd think, well, it's $500,000 or $499,000. It's the same, but it's not. It plays with your brain and you think it's cheaper.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's the mind F. All right, what else you got?
Well, the other one's at the high-end stores. High-end stores actually keep things at the dollar level to basically say, look, if you can't afford this, like, please get out of the store.
Yeah.
You'll never go to Neiman Marcus and see a $49.99. They'll say this is $375, which is basically saying, yeah, you know, you either can afford this or you can. If not, please like get out of the store.
Oh, you're
right. Exit the store. That is very true. Shirts, $275,
$200. I never thought about that. You're right.
That's right.
There yeah, are no 99s.
God, yeah, you're right. There is no, and you don't see sale stuff.
So no, because they're on the other side of it saying, we're actually going to put it in your face and say, this is this expensive, and you know, we're not giving you a deal. If you can't afford it, then you should leave.
We do an experiment. You go to Lennox, you get the 99s. You go to Phipps, you get the zeros.
And then if you can't buy it, they don't. I mean, and then when you go into these stores, somebody asks you, "Can I help you?" You don't say, "I'm just looking around." I learned this. I dated a rich girl one time, and she says the way you respond to that is you say, "Not right now, thank you. I'm just admiring."
Admiring.
You don't say I'm looking around. Even you don't even go browsing. People think browsing's the high road. It's admiring.
I like that.
Now I want to give you a great one. At restaurants, one of the things that restaurants are really smart about is they don't put dollar signs next to how much it's going to cost you when you order something. If you go to a lot of restaurants, it'll just say 15. It'll just write the number 15 for the entree. Or some expensive restaurants, they'll actually spell out the number.
Yes.
15. And this is to trick your brain in thinking, I'm not spending money. It's just a number.
What about
rather than a number with the dollar
what
sign?
About
I like
the,
it. I like it.
What about like the 2 for $30? Is that a good deal? Like where you can pick your appetizer, your main course, and a dessert. Is that legit?
Totally. Yeah. No, it is legit.
Because I do that a lot.
And you get a good deal that way. You get a little bit more bang for your buck. But they're very smart about getting you to spend money that way. One of the big ones that Jason will like. You'll like this one.
Hold on. Go back for just a second. Or the restaurant thing. Here's another trick. Going back to our list.
Oh, I like it.
Is that if you want appetizers and you don't want to pay full price for appetizers and you have a child, just order off of the kids menu.
Oh, yes.
Because they're smaller portions.
Wow.
Look, they never.
Will they give that to you as an adult?
They never call BS on the 12 and under thing. My son's 15. I guess I shouldn't be saying this, but he still orders grilled cheese and french fries from where we go on the kids' menu. And they don't say, buddy, you look a little big to be 12.
And if they do, you say he's got a medical condition like Benjamin Button.
Could we not talk about that in front of him, please?
And they'd be like, look, he's got a medical condition. Do you really want to have this conversation right now?
You know, he was crying. He was crying just yesterday about this.
Ted Jenkins, Oxygen Financial, 7 things stores do to lure you in. Which the next one?
Well, one of my favorites, and you'll see this at almost every drugstore, is the old 10 for 10 deal. And you see this happen at like a Publix or a Kroger as well.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 for 10 deal, which makes you think you need to buy how many?
10.
10, but you don't. And often you can buy one and just buy it for a dollar, but it makes you actually buy more stuff.
That's a good one. I do that.
They've already priced this in bulk, and they know they're going to make big money on it. But
Powerade does it. Like, when you have the competing brands,
mm-hmm.
you have Coke, Pepsi, Powerade, Gatorade. Sometimes, let's just say Powerade Gatorade, for example, they'll do the 10 for 10 for Powerade. But if you look next to it, it's not advertised. Gatorades are 89 cents.
Right.
So you could buy 10 of those cheaper, but that's not the product that they're pushing at the time.
Yeah, you would have to figure that out and think for a second, not go with what you're seeing, which is the shiny price.
Also, I don't want to say a scam, but you have to watch out for the fine print on some of those signs because it'll say only with card.
Right. That's right.
You're only going to get 10 for 10 with card, and you go up there and you put 10 up there and you don't have a card. Then it's actually like 29 cents more per product.
Damn.
Unless you can convince the dude and say, do you have a key fob there for Milton High School or something like that you can scan and give me the discount? Because they have the master key fob that has every discount for every place.
I did that at the grocery store the other day at Kroger. The girl was like, do you have your Kroger card? And I'm like, I'm a Publix person. I don't have a Kroger card. But I was like, yeah. And she hooked me up.
The AARP card?
I just asked her.
I
don't have an, I do have an AARP card. It's embarrassing.
Well, what you do is you ask somebody else in line.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, hey, I'm going to give you your fuel perks. If you don't have, you just put in your phone number. But if you're ever in a situation where you need like a membership card and you don't have it, and you're
right then and there,
you're going to save a lot of money. Then you say, hey, does anybody have one I can borrow?
Just say it in line.
Yeah, just say it out loud.
Hey, anybody? Seriously?
No, seriously, that's all you got to do because
anybody got a card on them?
All it's doing is benefiting them. If you want like Bed Bath & Beyond are known for their coupons, which I think they're about to stop.
Oh, those little $20 deals. I've seen them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have one on you, sometimes the real pains in the ass is to give you that 20% off. But if you walk around the store long enough, you will find an elderly person that is carrying around a full house of Bed Bath & Beyond coupons that would be more than happy to give you one. All right, last one quick.
The last one on here is that supermarkets and department stores are great at scarcity selling to make you think there won't be any more. So like we were saying in the beginning, they'll say something like limit 4 per customer. And that makes you think like, I need to get my 4 because they're going to run out of quickly, and they'll do this with spaghetti sauce or on t-shirts or other things like that. That limit how many per customer is very powerful, because when you feel like you can't get things, then you want them more. And the stores are very smart at getting you to buy things like that.
Oh, I'm not getting sucked into this anymore.
Also changing,
I'm learning.
Also changing the price tag on
items.
You
can't do that. That's like you putting the clothing on the sale rack.
You know, I've heard people say that to me before, but I've never read a law where it says actually changing the price tag. Because if you look at an item and you say, that's, in my opinion, too expensive.
Right.
But I'm willing to pay for it. I think it's worth this.
Oh, you're naming your price that you want to pay.
And take the price tag off another item and put it there. You're still paying for it. You just think that that price is ridiculous.
Hey, Ted, we got to get George Stein on the phone. We'll be bailing him out of jail soon.
Bailey's there with the label marker.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm like, are you kidding me, son?
During the holidays, I get a seasonal job just to get a discount.
But that's good, Ted, because that affects me every day. I'm glad you brought that up.
So, seven things stores do to lure you in. More of those on your website, and how can people get a hold of you? Because remember, we have fun with Ted when he comes in. I mean, these are just kind of basic, fun, goofy topics.
But he's brilliant, and you need to check him out.
I mean, if you're dealing with, you know, towards the end of the year here, and you got tax time coming up, your 401ks, investments, I mean, big money stuff. I mean, that's Ted's bread and butter. He does this because I think overall people can relate to this stuff. But
well, he doesn't shoot over our heads either.
No, that's the important
thing.
Thanks,
Ted.
All right, how can people find
you? Well, and it's very true. A lot of families are struggling with cash management. So we've designed the 21-day budget cleanse. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck, where you're making a lot of money and you don't know where your paycheck is going, go to oxygenfinancial.net. We'll download and give you our 21-day budget cleanse, and you can get your cash flow cleaned up.
There you go. All right. Headlines. Round number two up for grabs here next. If you want in, match up the audio at the correct headline. Two big stories from today. 404-741-7625. Get you something nice. Start lining up. We need some players. It's Bailey and Southside Rock 100.5.